With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The winter weather has been deadly. At least 7 deaths linked to fallen trees or suspected hypothermia during winter storms in the Pacific Northwest. Donna Warder has more.
Rick Graves of Portland Fire and Rescue in Oregon tells KGW that shortly before noon Wednesday, two adults and a teenager were killed when they got out of their SUV.
The weather brought down a branch, a significant sized branch from a tree over the and it took down a live electrical wire.
Officials say the three appear to have been electrocuted. They say a child was saved when a person who lives in the area grabbed the two-year-old from one of the people lying in the street. As much as 1 inch of ice added to the damage caused by a powerful storm that hit over the weekend. I'm Donna Warder.
And the National Weather Service says freezing rain could possibly return to the region today and Friday. Also at SRNnews.com, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Donald Trump got off to a good start by winning the Iowa caucuses, but the race isn't over.
Clearly, when you win Iowa by the amount he did, you know, that's what you want to be doing if you're going to win the nomination. But, you know, half the Iowans voted for someone else.
DeSantis was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A GOP debate that was scheduled for today has been canceled after Nikki Haley pulled out, saying she would not be there unless former President Trump also attended. The Labor Department says the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week, underscoring the resilience of the labor market amid elevated interest rates. Applications were down to 187,000, a decrease of 16,000 from the previous week. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 16 points. This is SRN News. Open Doors US has released its annual World Watch List.
It's a ranking of the nations where religious persecution is the worst, and coming in at number one, as it has for years, is North Korea. The brutal communist dictatorship officially outlaws Christianity altogether. Number two on the World Watch List is Somalia, followed by Libya, Eritrea, and Yemen. Rounding out the top 10 on the annual rundown, Nigeria, Pakistan, Sudan, Iran, and Afghanistan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A divide amongst Missouri abortion advocates over whether to include restrictions regarding the viability of an unborn baby in a planned ballot measure is roiling the movement. One side wants completely unlimited abortion, while the other side worries that a no-limit strategy will sink their chances of passing any abortion amendment at all. This is SRN News. Apple says it's disabling a blood oxygen monitoring feature on its two most popular watches in the U.S.
Apple is complying with a court-ordered revival of a sales ban stemming from a patent dispute. The decision affects the blood oxygen sensor for consumers who buy either the Apple Watch Series 9 or Ultra 2 in the U.S. It came after a federal appeals court refused to extend an order that would allow the watches to remain in stores during a battle over the rights to some of the technology.
Correspondent Jeremy House, watches previously sold in the U.S. will still have the blood oxygen feature. Hawaii lawmakers opening a new session of the state legislature vowing to address glaring problems. At the top of their agendas are the threat posed by wildfires, like the deadly Lahaina fire back in August, and a lack of affordable housing. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.